Who do you choose first? You know, set your religion and spirituality aside and think about people here. Who do you put first? Is it you? Is it a significant other? Is it a friend? Is it your boss? Is it your mentor? Your trainer? You know, who do you put first? Now, it could be multiple people in multiple different scenarios throughout your day. You know, in the morning, it could be your family or your kids or your siblings. Throughout the day, it could be your boss or your coworkers or your teachers. And, you know, at nighttime, it could be you, you know, significant other or your friends, your roommates. But most of the time, I feel like people aren't answering as themselves. And I mean, you read the title of this episode, Choose Yourself First in All Situations. In the morning, choose yourself first. Don't go on your phone and start answering texts and emails and DMs and messages. Choose yourself first. Get up and stretch or do some yoga, meditate, pray, affirmations, write, read, make a healthy breakfast, run, lift. There's so much you can do to choose you in the morning. Make a good cup of coffee. Choose you. You know, on your way to work, who are you choosing? Are you dropping people off? Are you picking people up? Are you carpooling? In that situation, pick yourself first. Listen to the music you want to listen to if you're driving. Listen to the podcast or the audiobooks that you want to listen to. Put yourself first. At work, you know, who are you putting first? Make sure it's yourself, especially at work, because, you know, let's say you have a deadline or something really important to do or something really important to get out. If you have coworkers, colleagues, and your bosses in mind while you're trying to score a deal, close a deal, you're going to forget your lunch. You're going to forget to bring your water. You're going to forget to clear your mind and keep things simple. You're going to start stuttering. You're going to start talking more, and you're going to ruin whatever situation you have going for you. Put yourself first. When you get a paycheck, who are you putting first? Your landlord and your bills? Probably what you need to put first is yourself once you get that paycheck. Buy yourself something, whether it be an asset like a stock or real estate or a book, a course, a seminar, a coach. Put yourself first when it comes to that paycheck, and then pay the bills. Because when you put yourself first in that situation, I learned this lesson, you know, around this time last year, you know, maybe 14, 16 months ago. When you pay yourself first from that paycheck, you automatically feel the urge afterwards to go make more money to pay yourself again. And when that money starts compounding, especially when you buy assets and you have the sudden urge to keep paying yourself first and then follow up with your bills, dude, you're gonna be an animal first off. That's why putting you and choosing you first is important. Do you own a business / have a business partner? And honestly, this can relate to a girlfriend, boyfriend, and marriage, or, you know, dating as well. If you don't have yourself figured out, if you're not happy, if you don't have your priorities straight, your habits straight, your life straight, and you're not picking yourself up first, and you're focusing so much on that other person, it's going to fail. It's going to end. I've been through it. Man, it'll end so fast, you won't be ready for it. Trust me. Fix your own life first. Like Will Smith has this quote about his wife. It's like, I would not have married my wife if I was the first person, you know, in her life. Said the first person needs to be her, not me, because if she's not right, then our relationship ain't going to be right. And he said, you know, same thing about himself. If your body, mind, spirituality, like and your soul, like if you're not matching and on the same page with yourself, how are you going to provide and create and give it your all? Wow, that was a good voice crack. We keeping it real here at Red's Corner. How are you going to do that? How are you going to give the world your all? How are you going to live your best life if you ain't picking yourself up? You know, we talked about morning, work, commutes, and your money. What about at home? In any circumstance, you got to put yourself first. If you ain't smiling when you walk through that door when you come home, whether you have roommates, a wife, whether you have kids, whether you live by yourself, your house won't be clean. You're not going to get the dishes done. You're not going to properly do your laundry. You're not going to have a good workout. Seriously, think about it. Who are you putting first in your life in different situations at different periods of the day? Who are you putting first? Because if it's not you, you're going to be one of those people that are like, man, I don't have the time. I don't have the time to read. I don't have the time to work out twice a day or once a day. I don't have the time to get enough water. I don't have the time to do this. I don't have the time to go buy healthy groceries. I don't have the time. Excuses. Put yourself first. Trust me. Just give yourself one day where it's all about you. Inform the people around you. Nah, man, I can't go out tonight. I'm going to be, you know, focusing on myself tonight. And if they make fun of you, if they make a joke that truly is targeted at you and it's not just like some simple joke, like they can screw off. Like it's about you. This isn't even an ego thing or a narcissistic thing either. It's about you. Develop yourself. You can do this. Choose you first. Commit to that right now. Pick yourself up. Motivate yourself. Give yourself discipline. Treat yourself the way you deserve to be treated. Trust me. Man, if you like today's episode and you plan on applying today's theme to your life, let me know. Send this to someone who may benefit from it. It could be anyone. Give them that little, you know, boost of motivation. It's about 7 minutes of their life. They can listen to the episode. I appreciate you if you made it this far. And again, keep getting after it and peace out. I love you guys. Thank you.